It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Ontario woman's nose whistle reaches 44 decibels.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate. By the way, congratulations to Josh and to Josh and to Darren, all qualified for the CMA flyaway. Josh, Darren.
Oh, very good.
I see you a Josh, and I raise you a Josh.
Back all to these fellas today.
Mm-hmm. I'll call.
Mm-hmm. You're going to call with a Darren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I ask you called the question. Steve, this is a good one for you because you've lived it most recently. What age do you consider yourself to be a full adult? You're like, okay, this is it. I'm in adulthood now.
Work in progress.
That's fairly true.
Yeah.
I would say age for adults, maybe 21.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Maybe
getting
not
responsible early.
Maybe 25.
I like it.
I don't know.
I will tell you that your numbers are not right, but that's okay. Let's try to figure this out. A recent survey claims that the age at which life, money, and the future start to feel right.
Okay.
You know, like, this
life
is,
money, and future. Yeah, okay, I got what you're saying.
Yeah, like it all starts to line up.
Yeah.
It feels real for the most Americans at the age of 27.
They probably have an idea of what they're going to do for a living, maybe have a little bit more money in the bank, you know, that whole thing.
Can rent a car.
Yeah, right. There's that.
There's
yeah.
that. Yeah,
it helps. Yeah.
It's the most difficult thing to do in this world.
Yeah.
The study found that moving out of the parents' house or a guardian's home or with roommates was ranked pretty high, 46%.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That was kind of the moment that made me go, yeah, I'm an adult now.
Right.
Don't live in mom and dad's basement
or
anymore.
Or have those three guys that I've, you know, went to school with, and then we got a place after that just to, you know, cut the costs.
Right. Yeah, it's Gen Zers say they still don't feel like adults.
Yeah, why would you?
It's going to be a little bit later for them.
What's the age range on that for Gen Z? Is it?
I feel like they're in that age group of close to 27. Are they not? Is that the right? Am I thinking the right one? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Gen Z. Late 1990s to early 2010s. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think my daughter is right there. She was born in, like, 97. So, you know, she's, like, 27. 27 to, like, probably, what, 32-ish somewhere? 26 to 32, somewhere in there? That's, I'm just guessing.
You know, it's funny because, like, I look at my youngest son, Coop, who somehow will turn 27 in December.
Yeah.
Total Gen Z.
And I feel like he's...
Well, because he was born almost 27 years ago, Kev. That's how that happens.
Completely, like, the adult all of a sudden.
Right.
It's like, okay, the kid who, you know, just always skated by, did whatever with...
Live with the college buddies, do whatever,
you know, and if it was a family thing, he'd be like, oh, I should stop and get something.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, get another bag of chips. Nobody cares.
Right. But yeah, bring some donuts sudden, or chips. It's your two go-tos.
You know, you've got the serious relationship. You're engaged.
That'll do it, yeah.
You get married next summer.
Right.
And all of a sudden, his life seems like, well, you're a full-on adult. Happens fast, man. They grow up fast, Steve.
Let them be little.
Yeah, it's like the click of a button. It's crazy. Click of a button? Do people say that?
I don't think they do, but thank you for bringing it back from the 80s.
Having kids is like a click of the button. Click that button and let it go.
Story number two.
One of my most favorite sayings of all time, Kevin, as you know. I mean,
you didn't like yesterday when I said flash the pearly whites.
Flash pearly whites, yep.
And now you don't like click of the button. What's next?
Well, it's not bad.
You know what? I can't wait till tomorrow to find out what's next. What next out of date or made up saying will you whip on us to make it sound like it's a traditional saying?
You know what, Jay?
People always say
you are the bomb.com.
Okay.
Well, speaking of being an adult, these guys are sometimes that age where a lot of them aren't adults yet, but they sure have to act like one because they get a lot of money. We're talking the NFL players. They released the list of the 10 highest earning players for this year.
Oh, okay.
And number one shocked me, but then I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I do remember that deal, but it's crazy. Here they are. Number 10, Deshaun Watson, of all people. He's not going to make it through the season.
I feel like that's a possibility.
Aaron
yeah.
Rodgers, number 9.
Of course, yeah, there you go.
Russell Wilson.
Really?
Standing on the sidelines making $49 million this year.
Wow.
Travis Kelce, he's number 7, $52 million. And the ability to borrow money from Taylor if he needs it.
It's a good point.
That really changes things. Your guy right here, Kirk Cousins, Jay, led the Falcons to a win last night.
What a game. Man, he earned his, whatever it is, $50 million, whatever he gets.
$65
million. 65. Oh, he made cool.
Justin Herbert, he's a quarterback, the Los Angeles Chargers. Yeah. He's at $66.6 million.
Maybe he needs to do a little better.
Little baby-faced Joe Burrows.
What's with the hair with Joe Burrows? What did he do there?
He's always got something going on.
It like, looked like the 70s. It looked like he had like frosted tips or whatever that was.
Yeah, it was different looking.
It was, terrible.
Number 3, Jordan Love from the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, wow. Also not playing.
Will make $80 million this year.
Yeah, great.
Gross.
Yeah. But at least he didn't have to handle the center's vomit ball.
That's true.
Since he wasn't playing yesterday.
Number 2, Patrick Mahomes. We've heard of him. He keeps making his team win the Super Bowl and do all these other things. He is the second highest paid player at $81 million this year. And the number 1 highest paid player in the NFL, Jared Goff.
Oh, wow.
Really? From the Detroit Lions will make $85.6 million this year.
Holy smokes. What happened to Dak Prescott? Didn't he just sign a big one, too? Didn't he sign, like, a huge contract? I mean, whatever. $80 million is ridiculous.
Yeah, maybe it's not enough this season or whatever.
Who knows? It is always funny when I tell my wife that. I'll be like, did you see, Jared Goff, the quarterback for the Lions? How much do you think he's making a year? And she's like, I don't know, $10 million. And she goes, some ridiculous amount. I'm like, well, it's $80. And she's like, for a year? And she's like, that's stupid. I'm like, well, I mean, you're not wrong. It is pretty stupid.
It is stupid, but what are you supposed to do?
Right, yeah.
Why are you trying to know?
I mean, I always go, the teacher should make that. That's what I always say. That's always my go-to.
That's all she wants to hear.
Yeah, that's just a way of, I'm just, I've been around long enough where she's like, that's stupid. I go, I know, that's what teachers should make.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, I hope you have the right iPad for that. It's the other thing. You don't have the right iPad.
I would imagine a lot of the times the stuff they end up stealing from you doesn't really matter to them because they, like you said, wrong size, wrong whatever.
Kevin James.
Yeah, I bet you they're smoking it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
All righty then, Kevin. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Lost him?
Maybe.
Lost but not forgotten, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that right?
I don't know. Did he text us? You know what I'll do? I'll call him. It's always fun. Just say, hey, what are you doing?
What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to say a bad word, is he?
I mean, you know him better than I do.
Chances are.
Yeah. Better not put him on speaker.
No, not yet. I'll let him know. hey, you're live on the air. I'll give him that one. It's always my favorite.
Yeah. You think he'd be fell back asleep?
Would that be hilarious? He'd be literally just. hello? Oh, now he's. Oh, you're calling him forward to voicemail. Kevin? I hear him breathing. He's there.
Maybe he just can't hear you.
Maybe he can't. I don't know. That's hilarious. Kevin?
Well, that's something.
How about that? That was a great final story, everybody.
Am I there? Hello?
No. Is that supposed to be funny?
No.
What happened?
I don't know. I was talking and...
I could hear you breathing.
You could hear me breathing?
Yes.
But not talking.
Right.
See, in my headphones, I can hear me, but...
You know how to operate the little board you're working on, or no?
I do. I thought I did.
Come on, man. What are you doing?
Well, I'm just asking a question, and I think it's one that Steve will know the answer to. You're an 8-year-old girl.
Okay.
You take your parents' SUV. Where are you going to go in the SUV? You take it out for a little joyride. She had a mission she needed to get done. Oh, 8-year-old girl takes the family SUV to blank. Where are the top places an 8-year-old girl would like to go?
Ooh, Build-A-Bear.
I mean, it's top of mind. Walker Hayes had one.
Right. Not bad if she knows, you know, that there is one. Yeah. Hmm. Friend's house?
Yeah.
Grandma's house.
Grandma's, yeah.
Jay, a friend's house is a... Why not? Hey, they never let me go over there. I'll just drive over.
I'll just drive over there. Grandma's house, I feel like that'd be a good one if you could kind of figure out where grandma lived and it was too far to walk.
Yeah, it's over the woods.
Yeah. Well, it's, the grandmother's house we go.
I am certain that, I don't know, it's like you're going to be bummed out at her because you can't take the car. You can't, that's not safe.
Right,
but
right.
Somewhere there's a mother who's proud because... She went to Target.
Oh, wow. Frightening that she knew how to get there?
Yeah.
Must have been pretty close, I would imagine. 13
miles.
Oh, my gosh. That is not close at all. Wow.
No, not at all, but that's the one she knew how to get to.
Holy smokes.
Boy, that's a half marathon.
She did say, I did pretty good driving here, but I did have a mailbox.
Oh, man. That's, can you imagine? Let's say you pull up to a stoplight and you look over and there's somebody like, you know, Steve's height and you realize that is a small child driving. I mean, I don't even know what you do other than call. Obviously you call, but I mean, it's not like you can
have to,
not like you can get out of your car and go, hey, try to open the door or whatever. I mean, you don't want to scare her and have her like do something crazy either. And you certainly don't want her smashing into you. That's a weird one. I guess you call 911 and then just let them deal with it. But
say, hey, I'm going to follow her and make sure that she doesn't smash into anything else,
or that she knows where the good deals are.
Of course she does. Target.
Buy one, get one.
That's insane. Wow. And
she knew what she wanted, though. I'll give her that.
No damage to the car other than minor because of the mailbox?
Yeah, just minor damage at the mailbox. Good news is, you know, no one was hurt, nothing bad. The girl is too young to be charged criminally.
Yeah,
so
I would imagine.
The incident remains under investigation.
What do you know, if you're the mom and you're like, where's Lacey? You're like, I don't know. Where'd she was watching TV just a second ago. And you go like, oh, you look all over the house. Can't find her. Oh, my gosh. Get in the car. Let's go look for her. Where's the car? That's a terrible realization.
Oh, gosh, Jay. That just made my stomach sink.
And then you're like, well, where's the keys? You know, because I think that's the order you would probably go. Or maybe you'd try to find the keys to go into the car. You know, you're like, oh, grab the keys. Let's get the car. I can't find the keys. I got the spare. And you run out there, and then there's no car. And then you realize you start putting two and two together. And then you see your neighbor's mailbox.
In no way, shape, or form do you think that, oh, she probably took the car.
Yeah, don't worry. She took the car to Target.
Yeah.
That's not in your top 10 things of where she's gone.
I mean, how quickly are you realizing all of those things?
I mean, I think it would take a minute because, honestly, if you looked out and the car was gone.
Right.
I mean, eventually in your mind, you'd have to allow yourself to believe the unfathomable that she took the car.
How do you reach that?
I would just be like, there's no chance.
I didn't even know. I don't know how you get your brain to that point. Well, a very good story, Kevin. I'm glad we waited.
Yeah, me too. I'm not going to touch the buttons the rest of the day.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Stop buying coffee for $5.50.
Kevin James.
You know, you go to work, you spend $15 on a sandwich. What are you, an idiot?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Beat the show is brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. And they are nice enough to provide a $25 gift card to the winner of Beat the Show today. Our contestant is going to be Ryan. Hey, Ryan, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What are you up to?
Oh, just dropping kids off at school and getting ready to start up the workday.
All right. Well, let's hope it starts on a good note. Is it cold out?
No, the car's saying 55. I mean, I guess it might feel cold, but
yeah, that's 55's not bad. No, we're good. 45, yeah, you know, that's going to get your attention, but yeah, 55's doable. Send the kids outside for recess. I know it's only 8:30 and they haven't started yet, but send them out anyway.
Yeah.
Let them play. Sure, the teachers are like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, you'd make a great teacher.
Oh, boy, wouldn't I, though? Yeah, today we're going to have backpack recess. Oh, really? How long? Oh, probably 6-7 hours. Yeah.
The entire day.
Yeah, enjoy. All right, Ryan, we can't do that. We got to do Beat the Show here. We can't do backpack recess. So the category today is country music. You've got a 7-question trivia challenge facing you right now. Who do you want to challenge, me or Kevin?
I'll challenge Kevin.
Oh, okay. All right, Kevin, see you in about 75 seconds. Good luck.
Okey
set your timer.
Okey-dokey, and...
and go. Goodbye, Kevin.
Goodbye.
All right. All right, Ryan, pass if you get stuck. Let's see how you do on your 7 questions here.
All right.
Here we go. It was announced that Thomas Rhett will be coming to town pretty much exactly a year from today. Who will be one of his special guests?
Thomas Wedmore?
Scotty McCreery was the winner of season 10 of American Idol. What country star was the runner-up that season? What network is Blake Shelton's Barmageddon on?
DMT.
Who sings with Lil Nas X on the 2019 remix of Old Town Road?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Kane Brown had his first acting gig on what CBS show?
Yeah.
Who is hosting the 2024 People's Choice Country Awards?
I don't know, pass.
What is the name of Lainey Wilson's character on Yellowstone?
Oh, wow.
Starts with an A?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Hold on for a second. Oh, go ahead.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. No, that's a hard question. Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah. All right. We'll see how Kevin does here. You know, it might be a crapshoot. You never know. You know, Kevin's stuck at home, so he may be watching a lot of television. He may not be. We don't know. Probably reading a lot of books, I would imagine.
No, just all books all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call them. All books all the time, Kevin James.
A-B-A-A.
A-B-A. No, they are kindergartner books, but...
I mean, yeah. And the five-piece puzzles. I understand.
Yeah.
Kevin, the category is country music. No Western, just country music.
Seems like a lot to choose from.
Yeah, so it could be wide-ranging, and we'll see how you do. Mm-hmm. 60 seconds. Let's go.
I would say it's wide-ranging.
Wide-ranging.
It was announced that Thomas Rhett will be coming to town pretty much exactly a year from today. Who will be one of his special guests?
Tucker Wetmore.
Scotty McCreery was the winner of season 10 of American Idol. What country star was the runner-up that season?
Lauren Elena?
What network is Blake Shelton's Barmageddon on?
Did we lose him?
I don't know. You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You don't know that one? You're passing? Did you
I
answer?
Pass, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Who sings with Lil Nas X on the 2019 remix of Old Town Road?
Oh, Billy.
Billy. Kane Brown had his first acting gig on what CBS show?
Whoa. Pass.
Who is hosting the 2024 People's Choice Country Awards?
Just saw this. Shania.
What is the name of Lainey Wilson's character on Yellowstone?
I'll just say it's Lainey. That's not right, though.
That is not right. I don't think.
I cannot think.
I can't think of it either, Kevin.
Oh, maybe it's harder than I thought it was.
Yeah, I can't think of it. I don't remember that.
Okay, that's fair. Shall we go over some answers?
I think it'd be a good idea, yeah.
We should, yeah.
Okay. It was announced that Thomas Rhett will be coming to town pretty much exactly a year from today.
Mm-hmm.
Who will be one of his special guests?
Everybody said Tucker Wetmore. That's a point for everybody. Ryan's got one. Kevin's got one. What a game.
Scotty McCreery was the winner of season 10 of American Idol. What country star was runner-up that season?
We had a pass from Ryan, and Kevin took a second, but he got there. Yeah, Lauren Elena. Well done. Well done. 2-1 in favor of Kevin Eugene, who doesn't know how to operate a mic.
Talking about taking a second. Let's go to the next one.
And wasn't Lauren Elena from the same town as Kane Brown? Is that right?
They went to school together.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know if they're technically from the same town, but I know they went to school together at some point. Yeah.
Okay. Half point for me.
Yeah, half point for Steve.
What network is Blake Shelton's Barmageddon on?
Oh, CMT was Ryan's guess, and Kevin couldn't get there.
I'm just sitting there trying to picture it, and is it just NBC?
No, I think it's USA.
Yeah, USA, very good. Yeah, half point for you.
Yeah, well, I'm on that channel a lot, and I see previews for it. So yeah, USA. Okay. No points, no love. Sorry, guys.
Who sings with Lil Nas X on the 2019 remix of Old Town Road?
Ryan got the Billy Ray Cyrus. Kevin got the Billy. I assume that's what you meant. But, I mean, I know you're a first-name basis.
There's only one Billy.
I would appreciate it if you just said BRC, but, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 point to each, 3-2.
Kane Brown had his first acting gig on what CBS show?
Okay, I think this just... it popped into my head. It's one of the Chicago Fires or something, right?
Ooh, he's kind of close.
Mm.
I mean, those are NBC shows.
What was it?
Fire Country.
Oh, so, Fire Country. Oh, yeah. Well, you had a fire in there, yeah.
That's why I said he was close.
Sadly, everybody pulled a Kirk Cousins on the last 2 minutes of the game and passed with no success on that one. Not like Kirk Cousins, but it's 3-2.
Who is hosting the 2024 People's Choice Country Awards?
Kevin, that was a good pull because they're running a lot of promos now with Shania on it for the People's Choice Awards. Kevin got to Shania. Ryan was on a series of passes like Kirk Cousins.
What is the name of Lainey Wilson's character on Yellowstone?
That's the hardest question we've ever had on Beat the Show. I don't know the answer to it. Neither did anybody else.
If I said Abby, would you say...
No.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would say, oh, okay.
All right, well,
I don't remember it, though.
No. I would just be like, oh, cool. We all learned that together. Yeah.
That's believable.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Then we all learned it together.
Yeah, we all learned it together.
Yeah.
Ryan, he edged you out 4-2 on country music, which is not a surprise. The man's an expert. It's hard to beat a champ. Ryan, can you give us
a... Yeah, I in for a challenge.
Yeah, for sure. Give us a number, if you don't mind, between 1 and 6,000, and then try to be that caller, and you can get the $25 gift card from Indaba Coffee Roasters. What number?
The number 8.
8. 8 it is. All right, my friend. Thanks for playing, Ryan. Appreciate you, buddy. 509-441-0999, caller 8. Yes, Kevin?
I just said thanks, Ryan.
Oh.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm going to do 250 shows or 200 shows. Yeah. I mean, that's just a lot of shows. It's hard on your body and it's hard on your life.
It is. And it's...
Kevin James.
Just like drinking 2 liters of Orange Crush.
I would say it's a lot like that, Steve. It's a lot.
200 dates.
200 dates across the country is a lot like drinking a 2-liter bottle of orange
it's
soda.
It's nearly the same.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Not nearly. It's samesies. 100%.
Samesies.
Oh, yeah. 100% samesies. All right. Let's do it.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Samesies. All right, Kev.
All right. Well, 34% of U.S. adults regularly drink this. What is it?
Orange soda?
Orange soda, Jay. I wish it were true.
You're like, that's a little high
for
orange soda.
The world would be a happier place.
It's a little high for orange soda, probably.
Yeah, that is definitely a little high.
Coffee would be way higher than that.
Yeah, vitamin water, maybe?
You're not wrong with soda.
Oh.
You just picked the wrong one.
Oh, really? Like, there's a specific soda, like a Coke or a Pepsi that 34% of them? Really?
Diet Dr. Pepper?
Which one is it?
I'm going to say that it's Pepsi, that Pepsi took over the world.
No, it is Coke. According to the new study, 34% of U.S. adults regularly drink Coke or Coca-Cola. It has been the
Coke
most
or
consumed
Coca-Cola.
I like to call it that way. Mm-hmm. Most consumed soda in the world for 130 years.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty good run. Remember when they changed it just because they thought they were smart?
Yeah, an estimated 1.9 billion servings have been sold in that time. Number two goes to Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper is now the second most popular soda in the U.S., beating out Pepsi.
Very nice.
Pepsi was there, but Dr. Pepper has done it. They jumped into that second spot, and then Pepsi. Then we have Sprite. It's so refreshing. It really is. Isn't
it's like he's
it?
Writing commercials over here.
I think he is.
By the way, who makes Dr. Pepper? Is that Coke or?
I thought it was Pepsi.
Doctor. I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Doctor.
I thought it was a doctor. Well, clearly, yeah.
Why do I not know who bottles? That's dumb. I should know that.
I think it might be Coke. I don't know. I'm not very good at knowing who. I know there's a lot of people like they go, oh, that they're bottled by blank. I mean, I don't know how people know that. It's obviously important to them to remember. But I'm not very good at that.
Like this is interesting.
Is it?
I don't know what this means.
Try it out loud.
Okay. Well, it says, according to Wikipedia, manufacturer is Keurig Dr. Pepper from 2008 to present.
Okay.
But also listed is the Coca-Cola Company and then PepsiCo.
Probably in different regions of the world, maybe?
Yeah.
Feel like that might be a thing.
Yeah, United States and Canada is the Keurig Dr. Pepper, and Coca-Cola is United Kingdom, Japan, and South Korea. PepsiCo is Oceania.
Okay, whatever. I think
more than you wanted to know?
Yeah, it didn't really answer my question, but
no, I know.
Yeah. Wow, Dr. Pepper being number two, that's pretty huge.
It is. I mean, 23 flavors, it's hard to compete with.
Well, and Sprite was fourth.
Sprite was fourth.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite out of those? I think Sprite might be mine. Well, here's the problem. I do love Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And the taste of a Coke is pretty amazing. But I just don't drink those ever because of caffeine.
Right.
So Sprite's the only one I ever really drink out of that. So a little unfair.
They have, do they not have caffeine versions of all those drinks?
Caffeine-free?
Mm-hmm. Caffeine-free versions of all those. I mean, I know they have caffeine-free Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it's a pain to find.
Oh, it's just too hard to find. I see.
Because usually it's diet, caffeine-free, whatever, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's a weird brown can. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
I haven't looked for it, but, you know.
The one I do find every once in a while is the caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Okay.
And I'll go with that once in a while. I like it.
Oh, this one. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, this one is caffeine-free.
There's
multiple.
I've been on the ginger ale kick. The zero sugar Canada Dry ginger ale.
That's not like in the top five.
That's all I drink now.
Yeah, that's perfect because, like you said, you can't do caffeine, so obviously it doesn't have caffeine.
Right. Mm-hmm. No sugar.
No sugar, because you're not allowed to have sugar. I don't know if that's true, but
yeah, Charlie is.
I mean, but it is. It's a good taste in it's a good taste in soda, Jay.
All right. I mean, I'm willing to give it a shot.
I feel like you'd like it.
I bet I would. I don't mind ginger ale. I order it on a plane almost every time.
Yeah. Do you really?
It's the only time I ever get it.
Is there a particular reason why?
Because it's available.
Oh, and they run out of everything else?
No, I just, the good one. I just, I'm like, yeah, you know what? Ginger ale, why not? I like it. I don't know. I never buy it, but you're standing right there with it, you know, 6 inches from my face. So I'll just take that one.
Yep. And you never regret it.
I don't. No. I used to do the Mr. and Mrs. T's, you know, the...
Yeah, the spicy...
Uh-huh. And then one
Bloody Mary mix, basically.
Right, right. One time in turbulence that it ended up spilling on me, and I was like, eh, what's the...
It's real red.
Well, if you're wearing red, it's fine.
Yeah, it's not very forgiving.
No, it is not. Yeah, that was... I was like bouncing all over, and then I did the thing where I'm like, oh my gosh, it starts to spill, and it's coming off the table... Trying to get your napkin over there, and then I realized, oh, just drink it all. Well, I had just barely gotten it. And then when you're just pounding that down, you're like, ah, that's a lot.
That's too much.
It was. It was a lot to just drink it into. Because they always give you the whole can, because they think the same thing. Like, even if they don't give you the whole pop can, which they probably should, by the way, but even if they don't give you the whole can for pop, they will give it to you for the Bloody Mary mix. Because once it's open, they're like, well, no one else is getting this. You're an idiot. So then,
I always thought that stuff was popular. I think it's so good.
It is good, but yeah. So you get the whole can, ice, but then you got to chug the whole thing, and then you're like, "Oh man,
is it bigger than a traditional soda?"
It comes in a gallon jug.
Wow.